leadership, entrepreneurship, youth development, philanthropy. In the last few decades, Valley County was purposeful about economic development framework for the future. It's already paid off in those four categories, but future planned giving will help even more. Located nearly smack dab in the middle of Nebraska, encompassing the North Loop River and towns like North Loop, Arcadia, and Ord, is Valley County. And over the next 10 years, $408 million is expected to transfer from one generation to the next in Valley County. Joining us is grandfather and granddaughter duo Bob Stoll and Melanie Flynn. Bob is an attorney and Melanie is an associate attorney at Stoll, Gewicki, and Piskorski Law Firm. Bob, let's kick off this conversation with you to set the context a little bit. Valley County is really known for its innovative community and economic development strategies, and you've had the opportunity to travel and see how different cultures and structures can impact local economies. So just briefly, tell me about the past couple of decades in Valley County and how that culture has shifted.
When we first came back, we were welcomed back, and you know, we enjoyed the connectivity, as we've talked about. There also were a number of issues in the community that seemed like that we had divisions in philosophies and various things in the school and healthcare, and we all didn't navigate those very well. And then the farm crisis hit, and that created a whole nother dynamic. Banks trying to do what they needed to do, farmers trying to stay alive, and we had an exodus of people. Our depopulation was really tough. And late 90s, we saw, you know, more of a the results of that with depopulation and everything. We decided it was time to do something about it, and we talked about economic development. It gave us a spark of hope, but we pulled together a real diverse group of people. I mean, employers, employees, women, men, old, young, and really worked together, and we were able to pass LB 840, and it was unique because we would collect the tax in Ord, but we could spend it in the whole county. So in other words, Arcadia and North Loop and ventures out of the city limits could receive these low interest deal maker deal. Also about the same time, I had a really forward thinking client who had no children, but loved the county and ended up leaving a number of charitable devices, but $1.2 million to the county. And that in and of itself was a wonderful thing. But beyond that, it was an example that we could use as we talked about capturing wealth before it leaves town or investing back in our hometown. With that, then, that also led us, the county board, one of the members came and said, Bob, we're busy graveling roads and doing bridges and stuff. We don't know much about how would you invest $1.2 million. Called in Nebraska Community Foundation, which was another major step for us that we really didn't know at the time. And Nebraska Community Foundation wasn't very big either, but they had a great vision. And pretty soon they asked us about, well, how would you like to try an economic development framework? We're thinking about something we're going to call hometown competitiveness. And with that, we knew that we learned that as an economic development framework, we would build on leadership, entrepreneurship, youth development. Hey, where's our future? And something was really unique in this, that we would use philanthropy as another source of funds to make things happen in the community that would end up by being quality of life kinds of things and safety. We adopted that, and it just grew and grew and grew.
So I heard you talk about that key turning point in the late 90s, early 2000s, Bob. Melanie, from your standpoint, since that kind of took place and these people took these major steps into improving the community and the county, what makes Valley County successful as a young person like you coming into this area?
I love the pieces that you touched on because that's what I had thought about. So I wrote down partnerships and a mindset of abundance. Because once you get beyond competitiveness from a scarcity, there's not going to be enough going around, so I better get my kicks now. Once you go beyond that and say, well, hey, we could partner with you because we're both helping youth. So let's partner together. And it's your money is a tool and you're more focused on the outcome. And where that's really, and I was not a part of this, but having my grandpa, grandma, and then also my mom was a huge part of this, is they realized that we had a leadership void or a leadership class system void in Valley County. And so we started what's called Synovation Valley Leadership Academy. And so while I was not involved in it right away, you know, I heard them talking about it, cooking it up at the kitchen table kind of a thing. And so that has been huge in our community because it's all about personally, you need to develop and grow yourself, and then you can have the ripple effects on your community.
That's grandfather and granddaughter duo Bob Stoll and Melanie Flynn representing Ord and Valley County. To learn more about the Transfer of Wealth study, visit 5tothriveNE.org.